my voice low because my wife would, could possibly wake up and yell down like above, "Test the radio!" So maybe that's, "Don't yell so loud," or something like that. She got very sensitive, Harry. Back to you, and that's who you said me by me.
So you had time to play with your new HC?
Yeah, yeah, I keep it with me in the car, and I've been playing with it. It's very nice, you know. It's got all the repeaters in there, you know, all the repeaters, all the reflectors. I've been there already. And then you turn on, I keep the GPS running, so I just ask for repeaters nearby, and it pulls up the repeaters nearby. Because, you know, not only does it have the repeaters in memory, it has the GPS coordinates. So it gives you the local ones, so to speak. Back to you.
Does the GPS run constantly or every few minutes? I'm curious if it, contributes significantly to the battery time.
Well, you set it for how often you want. I have it running like once every few minutes. But you can set that up. That's no problem. Menu item.
Sounds nice. And have you had a chance to play around with something called DRAS, which is software you can download that allows you, among other things, to use it for email and other types of communications?
No, I have not checked it out. What's it called? DRAS?
I think it's D-RATS. And if you Google that, or go to that website, I keep telling you, you know, that has a lot of great information about D-Star. It's where you find a D-Star calculator. It has all kinds of extra stuff about the radio, that HD that you just got, how to take advantage of some of the features and tips, but it also has freeware you can download, including DRAS. You can read all about it. Sort of a fun thing to do if you're stuck and you need to send an email or send text on the D-Star system. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, interesting. So you're talking about that you can send a regular email to your regular, like your regular email account or something?
Yep, it's essentially that, except it runs through the, you know, the 1.2 gig gateway, through the D-Star system, and you can send, emails with attachments, photographs, etc. There's also information on that website, you know, how people can see where you are. If you've got your GPS system running, you know, you can be tracked on Google Maps.
Well, that's, if you get lost, that can be very helpful. You know, if you get lost, like, on the woods, hiking or something like that, it'd be a very useful application. Now, to me, it just would seem that, okay, sending email is not a problem, but receiving email might be a problem, FCC code-wise. Back to you.
Well, I believe it can be done, but you have to sort of read about it. It has its limitations. It's not, you know, the best bandwidth. But in an emergency, you know, if the internet is down and you have access to D-Star, it's an alternative.
application, true emergency application, yes. Okay, very good. I'll check this out when I have a chance. How's the traffic going so far?
Well, once I got, you know, south of the bridge, I'm fine. I'm just about to go under the old 59th Street Bridge. What's it called now? Mayor Koch Bridge? Whatever. Anyway, I'm going under the tram.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't know, personally, I feel weird when I see them name something for somebody who's still alive. It's just weird to me. Anyhow, yeah, I'm on the West Side Highway coming to the end. I'm coming to 56th Street shortly, about 1,000 feet or so. And then chug down West Street. Oh, well, here you go. Over to you.
KC2KKX. Well, anyway, you know, I don't know. Seems like Simon and Garfunkel would have been a better name or something, since they have the 59th Street Bridge song. Maybe they could have named something else after the former mayor. But that would be recognizing a performing artist. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, very good. So now I'm just came off of the West Side Highway, and in a minute or two I'm going to start losing the signal. I have soon. We're having another mention that one of the passengers they deal with the passenger dealer passengers, one from Las Vegas and one from South Carolina. And it's actually easier and cheaper to go to Las Vegas than it is to go to South Carolina. I was wishy-washy if I was going to go, but then they told me off the record that I'm getting an award, Dealer of the Year for the Northeast. people don't usually give me things like that. So I said, oh, okay, I'll go. I'll be going in a couple of weeks. I have to make my reservation and all of that today. Back to you.
Well, sounds good. Now I know I'm talking with a celebrity. Anyway, I'm going to say 73. I'm about to pull in the garage. Have a good day. Don't let it go to your head. KC2, KKX clear, and we'll listen out.
Yeah, no, I won't let it go to my head. It's really just because, I've been with them one of the longest of any of their dealers, and I came on board when they were first starting this lineup, and I've been fairly consistent over the years. I don't do the best numbers, but I do, most years I do a decent number, so, and I jumped on board with a new product they came out with a little over a year ago, so, they look at that, a bunch of things like that, also. Professionalism and so on. Oh, you have a great day, 73. Then do use that being on clear.
Great.
I think I hear Ron over there. I'm in a bad location, so I'm going to have to sign. But you have a great day, Ron. Then do use that being clear.
Hey, Matt.
Time is 7:10 a.m. Good morning, Long Island, New York. This is VK2ILO, Victor Kilo 2 India, Liam Oscar. Through the auspices of the W2VL repeater, Echolink Gateway. Victor Kilo 2 India, Liam Oscar. Good morning, Long Island. Anybody about?
V2TAP, this is Ron. Good morning.
Hang on 1 second, just let me get the, let me find the pen. I'm in the dark. Good morning, Ron. Thank you for coming back to my call. I realize it's drive time and I'll keep the QSOs short. Name here is Jan, Juliet Alpha November, Juliet Alpha November, and QTH is Wentworth Falls. Wentworth Falls. Located 100 kilometers or 75 miles west of Sydney City. Over to you, Ron, and again, your call sign, please. This is Victor Kilo 2 in the Liam Oscar. Trying to keep it short.
Ah, yes. Good evening. Whiskey 2, Tango, Alpha, Papa. And, as they say, good evening to you. Thanks for the check in there from the other side. And we have a nor'easter that's passing through. Rain all day on Sunday, and it should break around midday today in New York. So gloomy day, 2 days actually. So hopefully you have good weather down there. But it's your beginning close to starting winter. Back to you.
Yeah, fine, Ron. Thanks. Thanks for coming back to me. Give me a moment. Let me shut off the stereo. Just gotta find the right remote control to stop it. Because it is a bit of a distraction. But thanks for coming back to me, Ron. Your audio is a little bit on the hot side, so I didn't quite get everything that you said. But nice to meet you. And again, the name here is Jan, Juliet Alpha November, and I'm just trying to... There we go. Finally stopped it. Finally stopped the stereo. But very nice to meet you, Ron. Local time here is 21:16. Just past the quarter of nine. On Monday evening. So how are you going, Ron? And what are you up to this morning? Tell you about a little bit of better weather on the next transmission. Back up to you, Ron. And thanks again for coming back. W2 Tango Alpha Papa from the Kilo 2 in the early Moscow. Over.
Yeah, Jan. I'll be taking off on a flight this afternoon, going down to Patrick's Air Force Base in Florida. So I'll be leaving New York and going down to the state of Florida for the next 3 nights, 4 days, and returning back Thursday evening. So some government business again. So just prepping some stuff in the office this morning and then head out and take the flight down. Otherwise, yeah, another pretty busy week again here, which is good. And, let's see, last time I was in your time zone was about 2 months ago, when I was in Japan. Back to you, Ken, W2PAP.
Whiskey 2, Tango Apple Sapat, 602, Indian New Moscow. Ron, are you, still in range with the repeater? Over.
Now, we must have hit a low point on the Long Island Expressway. So sometimes it's a bit. See if you can hear me now there, Jan. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, how about that?
Good copy, yes. Now run. Anyway, thanks for coming back. I was just asking you, were you flying out of Kennedy, LaGuardia, although obviously you headed east, so it's going to be Kennedy or LaGuardia or possibly Newark run. And you're headed down to Florida, to the sunny state. Very good. Ron,